You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
What initially began as an idea during lockdown has now grown into a regular, fully-fledged club for blind and partially sighted cyclists. I'm joined now by founder and chair of the club, John McKnight, Becky Meekin, Jane Constance, and Patricia Clements. Welcome in all.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, John, tell us a bit about Caversham Visually Impaired Peddlers and how you got started.
So initially I was a volunteer at an organisation called Reading Association for the Blind. I then moved on to become a trustee. And during my time volunteering and working on the board there, I came into contact with a few visually impaired people who had tandems. And they knew I cycled to the club and they asked me if I'd take them out. So I took one chap out and he enjoyed it. And then someone else said, what about me? And it kind of snowballed from there.
And Becky, how does tandem cycling actually work?
It's very much a team event. So it takes two to tandem, as we commonly say. And see, we're reliant on a sighted pilot to be in control of the bike. And they're sort of semi-reliant on us to be the power at the back of the tandem to help it, particularly at times of stopping and starting, sort of pulling away from things. So, yeah, there's a lot to do with communication and team effort, I think.
And you mentioned communication. Jane, how does that communication actually work between a stoker and a pilot when you're out on a tandem?
I think communication is one of the most important strength in terms of cycling for me personally, because I'm completely blind, so I rely a lot on the coordination between me and the pilot, telling me what's around me and whether there will be bumps or things like that, and like the surroundings, and are we supposed to, like, for example, if we can stop together or we can start together. Like, it's just riding, and I think it's really nice to get to know the pilot first as well, just to like get to know each other and ride comfortably with the person as well.
Patricia, is tandem cycling easy to pick up? How have you found it?
Oh, I love it. It's the first 5 minutes each time I get on the back of the bike, it takes me that amount of time to feel at one with the bike again and build up that communication with the pilot. But after a few minutes, you're back in the swing of things and it's like you've never been off a bike again. It's lovely.
John, Caversham Visually Impaired Peddlers was set up a number of years ago now. Why was there a need for the club in your area?
There does seem to be a relatively large visually impaired community. I think that goes back to Reading Hospital having a great centre for ophthalmic surgery and the like. There are 1,000 people in Berkshire with visual impairments. And really, for me, it's about removing the barriers to cycling for visually impaired people. If they get to enjoy cycling half as much as I do, we're winning.
Becky, what types of people make up Caversham Visually Impaired Peddlers? What types of people take part?
Oh, there's lots of different people from different backgrounds, environments. I think we do have mainly female stokers, visually impaired stokers, although we do have some men, of which Marsh is one, obviously. And then pilots tend to be more likely to be men than women. So there's a mix in terms of pilots of professional people, retired people, self-employed people, and obviously all keen cyclists themselves. Visually impaired people is a mix too. Some of us have always been blind. Some of us have had their sight, deteriorate and been diagnosed at some point and lost a substantial amount of sight, and then maybe even it's got worse over time. We have a great age range. I think we go from early 20s through to just short of 80 years old, and they're all quite keen cyclists. So we do go out and have a proper ride, a reasonable distance and, quite a good pace.
And Becky, how often do you manage to get on the bike? How often do the club organise events?
Well, we're just in a bit of a transition. We have been a monthly ride out with occasional midweek rides for those who are not working, which John organises. It is a logistical headache for John every time he organises a ride, organising pilots and all the visually impaired stokers to be in the right place at the right time. But we are sort of increasing what we're doing. So we've been recognised as a a British Cycling Limitless Club, which means we are now in a paracycling, recognised as a paracycling group. And so we're hoping to do some more midweek things, some track days, some velodrome rides.
And Patricia, what's the experience like getting onto the bike for the first time? I know that you said that it takes a little while to get into it. What was your experience the very first time you got onto the tandem?
The last time I rode a bike by myself was the end of October in 2019, and I lost my sight quite rapidly. First time back on a bike, absolutely terrifying, but exciting at the same time. I wanted to get back on a bike. Putting your trust in the pilot on the front to steer around all the obstacles and tell you what's coming up. Once you've got that, it's just amazing.
And John, what is the experience of the pilots who take part?
For me, having done it a lot, I think it's just a normal ride. I know when people are new to being a tandem pilot, we train them and they find that there's a lot going on. They're responsible for themselves, the person on the back. There's a lot of communication. You don't just stick an arm out. You have to ask politely for your stoker to signal right and then you'll move out. So there's certainly a lot for them to get to grips with, and we make sure that we train people and people join us as outriders and support riders and make sure that they're fully competent and capable before we risk putting them on what is a Sunday morning ride. You know, like the millions of mammals up and down the country, middle-aged men in Lycra, we're out doing that type of ride as opposed to riding around a park or riding around an athletics track. And there is space for that in inclusive cycling, but we're really trying to replicate a cycling club for visually impaired people.
Well, Jane, what difference has tandem cycling and Caversham visually impaired peddlers made to your life, maybe more widely?
I think just the social aspect make a huge difference in the life of blind people, because we have a lot of challenges to get out and about on our own, for example. And, you know, thanks to John, who created a really nice group and a way to meet up, I think it's great as well.
And Becky, what would you say to someone who's never tried tandem cycling before but might be interested now after hearing your stories?
Oh, just give it a go. It's really good fun. It's, you know, we have the easy job on the back to some extent, so give it a go. You'll love it. The feeling of the air on your face rushing past you, something you just can't do on your own. It's just really, I think it's just really rewarding.
And John, how can people find out a bit more about the club and get involved as a stoker or a pilot?
So you'll find us on Instagram. You'll find us on Facebook as Caversham Visually Impaired Peddlers.
Well, from Caversham Visually Impaired Peddlers, John, Becky, Patricia and Jane, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.